Karma is often described as a cosmic scoreboard, an invisible force that rewards good deeds and punishes bad ones. Some people treat it as mystical destiny, while others dismiss it as superstition. But there is another way to think about karma that makes it feel surprisingly real, not as magic, but as psychology. In this view, karma describes the natural consequences of our actions, especially the inner effects of how we treat others. Doing good may not guarantee a perfect life, but it often creates deep psychological benefits that shape the quality of our experience and the kind of person we become. One reason karma seems real is that generosity changes our inner world. When we help someone, we experience a sense of meaning that self-centered living rarely produces. Many people chase happiness through comfort, attention, or achievement, yet still feel empty. Doing good for others can create a different kind of satisfaction, one rooted in purpose. It reminds us that we are connected to something bigger than our own problems. This shift in perspective can reduce anxiety and depression because it breaks the mental loop of rumination. Instead of endlessly thinking about what we lack, we begin to notice what we can give. Another psychological benefit of doing good is increased self-respect. People often struggle with shame or insecurity, not because they are bad, but because they don't trust themselves. They may feel they are inconsistent, unreliable, or selfish. Acts of kindness build inner trust. When you repeatedly choose to do what is right, you begin to believe something important. I am the kind of person who shows up. That belief stabilizes identity. It becomes harder to hate yourself when you've built a track record of decency. In this sense, karma is internal. The reward is becoming someone you can live with. Doing good also strengthens relationships, which are one of the greatest predictors of long-term well-being. Kindness generates goodwill and trust. People naturally feel safer around those who are generous rather than self-serving. This doesn't mean every good act will be repaid, but over time, a pattern of doing good tends to create stronger communities and deeper connection. People remember who helped them. They remember who listened. They remember who showed loyalty when it cost something. These relational returns often matter far more than financial success, because loneliness is one of life's heaviest burdens. Karma, in this sense, shows up as a social ecosystem. What you sow into others often shapes what grows around you. There is also a practical form of karma. Good actions reduce future conflict. When you treat people fairly, you avoid many problems that come from deception, exploitation, or selfishness. Lying creates anxiety because you must maintain the story. Betrayal creates enemies because people protect themselves. Greed creates instability because it invites resentment and distrust. But goodness simplifies life. Integrity creates fewer loose ends. Kindness reduces tension. Even when good behavior is not rewarded immediately, it often prevents suffering later. Another deep psychological benefit is emotional regulation. Doing good fosters empathy, patience, and humility, qualities that help us remain steady under pressure. When someone practices compassion, they become less reactive and more thoughtful. This can improve leadership, parenting, friendship, and personal resilience. It also reduces bitterness. A generous heart has less room for constant resentment because it is trained to see others as human rather than as obstacles. Finally, doing good can create hope. Hope is not naive optimism. It is the belief that life can be meaningful. In a world full of unfairness and randomness, kindness is a form of rebellion. It says, "Even if the world is harsh, I won't become harsh." That alone can feel like karma, a kind of spiritual reward that comes from refusing to lose your soul to cynicism. So, karma might be real, not as a supernatural force, but as a human one. Doing good changes how we see ourselves, how we relate to others, and how we experience life. The reward may not always be external, immediate, or visible, but it is often internal, lasting, and deeply real. Peace of mind, stronger relationships, and the quiet confidence of living with integrity